The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And we're back at 8 a.m. Central Time, and the Power Mall is now open. 877-817-9829 for those of you who want to make the big phone call. We have been trying to reach out to Richard Gage, but apparently he is tied up with 9/11 stuff. We're still trying. Frank Davis will be joining us later in the hour. The Biden administration, in the meantime, I've got lots of extra stuff to cover here, so we're not at a loss for words. The Biden administration is expected to release its list of 10 prescription medicines that will be subject to the first ever price negotiations by the U.S. Medicare health program that covers 66 million people. Yep, analysts expect medicines on the list to include Merck & Company's diabetes drug Januvia, blood thinner Eliquis from Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Pfizer and AbbVie's leukemia treatment Imbruvica. You know, see again, what is this all about? Big Pharma. Big Pharma. It's amazing, huh? You gotta love it. So, crazy, huh? You don't have to put much faith in it unless you're on one of these drugs and you're dependent on it. Of course, this is your belief system. I'm not going to chide it. You know, there are some people out there that have that belief system. That, oh, I've got to do what my doctor tells me because I trust the men in the white coats. Yeah, that's, let's see, who was that? Was it, oh, Napoleon the 14th. Remember that song back in the 60s about they're coming to take me away? Ha ha. Yeah, the men in the white coats. Yeah. Yeah, different white coats, but, you know, you get the message. This is, you know, when you put your faith in the system, this is what the system does, right? For the fear of losing your memory, reasoning, or other cognitive functions typically goes hand in hand with aging, and that worry is very valid. There's about 50 million people across the world are living with dementia. That number is expected to nearly triple by 2050. Now imagine the number of people that have issues with their brain and they're having a hard time optimizing it for cognitive longevity. Imagine this, and a lot of them got the jab, which causes prion diseases, which causes stuff like what we're talking about. So, one of the places you got to start with is your nutrition. And according to the studies that have been done, eating a well-balanced Mediterranean diet is a great choice for protecting your brain. But there are some specific nutrients and compounds which are especially protective for brain health. And now that the Power Mall is open, you really need to be looking into OptiVita Vitamin D, 800 IU, and Vitamin D3, 4000 IU. Because vitamin D is huge in its role for bone health, but it has a whole body effect aside from that because the vitamin D receptors are located in neurons and cells throughout the brain. That is essential for protecting the nervous system. Cytocholine is a supplemental form of CDP choline, a compound naturally produced in the brain, obtained from foods, and most people don't get enough of either, which is why OptiVita Vitamin D and D3 have this, right? It also has cetylcholine. Fish oil is another thing, too. People just, you know, no, I don't want to burp fish. No, I know that's your big thing, right? You take a capsule and all of a sudden you're burping and you taste like, nobody wants to kiss you when you smell like fish, right? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We have Super Krill Oil, 1,000 milligrams at the Power Mall. It's different. You don't burp fish, okay? That's one of the reasons, you know, we need to have it because it helps curb dementia and Alzheimer's or cognitive decline that's age-related. Upping your fish intake is a huge study now that may reduce the risk of dementia by 40 to 50%. Yeah, Resveratrol is a beneficial plant compound found in grapes, blueberries, and dark chocolate. This compound is a potent antioxidant that can cross brain-blood barrier, or the blood-brain barrier, as they talk about, and actually reach and exert an impact on the brain. Resveratrol, we have it, Resvital capsules. The compound is a potent antioxidant, increases blood flow to the brain, meaning the organ gets a solid supply of nutrients and oxygen that can dispose of waste products efficiently. And what is vascular dementia? It's the result of a lack of blood flow to the part of the brain. Enhancing blood flow, good for you, right? Prevents tactic, you know, for cognitive decline. It is a prevention tactic, for sure. And if from aisle to ailment, 73% of the U.S. food supply has turned ultra-processed. So if the saying, you are what you eat, bears any truth, does this mean most Americans have to watch their health, turn into the equivalent of ultra-processed junk? Who says guys don't like chocolate? Yeah. You know, chocolate and sex, what do they have in common? You know, and you ask any man. No, let's not go there. No, I was thinking about comedian Dale Jones, who was cracking this joke one day. I was watching, it was one of his new bits. And he says, who says that, you know, women aren't the only ones that like chocolate? You know, and then we talk about junk food. And so what does he start referring to? Ding dongs. I'm like, well, that's junk food. He goes, yeah, after I run out of those, I'll eat ho-hos. Yeah, this is the stuff we're talking about. Of course, I didn't quite say the joke the way Dale Jones says it. You can go to YouTube and watch him. He's hysterical. He's very animated. I've seen him live a couple of times and talked to him, bought his CD. You know, I have a prescription. Because he'll sit there and walk up to people. He goes, Dale, you got to connect with him. Say something that, you know, you can connect with him. Hi, I'm Dale, and I have a prescription. Yeah. You'll love it. His crowds just absolutely love him, and it's good. You know, why do I talk about Dale Jones and something like this? Well, because everybody needs a good laugh. Laughter is the best medicine to get you out of your depressed state, and you've got to go do something. If you got access to YouTube, go look him up. Dale Jones, comedian. And you'll laugh your butt off. It's a good thing. I'm not just promoting. I just like the guy. I really do. I've met him. I've listened to him. I've been to his shows a few times at the comedy clubs, and the guy is, you know, he does a good show. It's clean. It's funny. It's not, you know, pointed at people. I mean, it's hysterical the way he rips on Walmart and Sam's Club and whatnot. But anyway, there's a new database out that reveals nearly 3 out of 4 items in grocery stores are now ultra processed. Oh my God. This is a preprint study from Ravandi et al. Starts by acknowledging the highly processed food like packaged products, processed meat, and sweetened soft drinks has been increasingly associated with unhealthy diet. Not only that, have a greater risk of cancer, liver, ovarian, breast cancer, brain cancer, eating lots of ultra-processed foods. They are doing this deliberately. And guess where they're selling these things? Target, Walmart, and Whole Foods. That's what Grocery DB authors are saying. Based on analysis of their Duden database, the researchers concluded a whopping 73% of the U.S. food supply is ultra-processed. Now imagine all these military guys that go out there and eat rations, MREs, meals ready to eat. You don't think they're ultra-processed? Think about that the next time you go out and you want to buy food supplies. So here's why, you know, I really think we should have put this in the farming, gardening, and homesteading section. But here's the deal. 5 helpful strategies for healthier grocery shopping. All right. 5 simple ideas. I'm going to give them to you right now because we're all about solutions here in the Power Mall or Power Hour. Power Mall has all the good stuff. Power Hour is where you hear about the good stuff. Plan ahead. Know what you need to buy and write it down. Write it down, man. Write it down so you'll be less likely to waste time wandering the aisles aimlessly, where you run the risk of being tempted by clever marketing, especially inside the aisles. They set up the end caps deliberately to draw you into the aisle where the ultra-processed crap is. Here's another thing. You want to be less tempted to buy stuff? Don't shop on an empty stomach. University of Dundee in Scotland. Scotland! They did some research in 2019 and said, look, if you shop on an empty stomach, not only are you going to spend more money, but you're going to buy all that ultra-processed crap. It's not good for you. Learn how to read labels. Huh? I can't see. Get your glasses like I do and take them with you so you can read the labels. Why do you think they print them so small? So you can't read them with your regular eyes when you have eye problems. That's why you have eye complex, yes. But you look specifically for things like the amount of added sugar and whether the product contains artificial ingredients like dyes and preservatives and what is the other stuff? Monosodium glutamate, MSG, because a lot of it does, especially those spices that enhance your food tasting. I've lost my taste because of COVID, long COVID, so I got to have some MSG in my diet. No, you don't. You have to consider frozen foods. Skip the canned goods if you're concerned about the BPA in the liner. I'm just having a conversation with my darling wife about that yesterday. What exactly is in those cans of chicken? Yeah, BPA in the liner. You know, and it's, here's another thing about buying in bulk. Space and budget permitting, buying in bulk can save you lots in terms of resources. Plus, we all know how inspiring it is to see a pantry, freezer, or fridge stacked with healthy food options. Great things to buy in bulk include organic frozen fruits, vegetables, olive and coconut oils, raw nuts, dried beans, and lentils. Now, here's one more little tip. When you go to your local farmer's market and you see tomatoes, right now, their cherry tomatoes are growing well, but because of the heat, there's some items that aren't growing very well. Kale's doing okay. Jalapenos are doing okay. Oh, trust me on the jalapenos. My jalapenos bumper crop. I got jalapeno plants 3.5 feet tall that are just shooting out like crazy. Most pepper plants do really well, even in the heat. But understand something. How much do you pay for a jar of salsa, you salsa nuts out there that like to spice up your food? Now imagine getting canning supplies and canning your own salsa in bulk. I mean, seriously, go out and get a dozen mason jars. Don't have to be the big ones. And bulk can your own salsa with tomatoes and peppers and onions. Yeah, do your own. How much money are you going to save just by doing that? Salsa, you can add that as a topping on your food. If you can't taste food, you would put enough jalapenos in there, I guarantee you will taste your food. I know, I can't eat spicy foods. Well, then don't do it, okay? I'm just giving you some options here because I know that there are, and don't put a lot of salt in there. Don't have to put a lot of salt. But the tomatoes, when they're cooked, let's talk about lycopene, all right? You know that? Good for you. I know. Krieger, take your own advice. Hey, we're doing it, buddy. We're doing it. This is why, you know, I love the idea that we have these gardens growing in the middle of Detroit. They're feeding 2,000 people, man. This is a godsend. That means you have less of a chance of people rioting because they don't have food. These are reasons why we tell you now is the time to start. But there's no emergency. Dave, Krieger, tell them the truth. The truth is there doesn't have to be an emergency for you to get an education and start coming up with new ideas to reinvent yourself. The older you get, here, this is why retirement is not in my vocabulary, folks. The word retire I found is in the Bible twice, meaning go to bed, get up the next day. Retire to your tent, sleep, get up, work. Moses had the eye of an eagle and the strength of an ox when he was taken up on Mount Nebo. So think about that. Way back when, bloodlines were pure. People existed on the fruits of the land, not ultra-processed foods. In COVID-related news, Biden has already begun buying COVID-19 equipment, hiring pandemic safety protocol enforcers. What does that mean? According to Steve Bannon's War Room, we had Joe Allen on yesterday. We're going to try to get Steve Bannon on. and get in his head about this. What possibly in COVID-19 equipment could we be talking about? Well, let's see here. Unearthed government contracts from entities including the DOD show millions in taxpayer funds being used to purchase equipment such as test kits. You know, the PCR kits that don't work. Some of the contracts, which are traceable via the federal government spending database, are even scheduled to begin in future months such as September and October. They're going to start doing this. Hologic Sales and Service, LLC, a $1.5 million contract beginning October 1 that's set to conclude in May of 2024. Reveals the funds are for Hologic COVID testing services in support of the DOD's pathology at Madigan Army Medical Center in Tacoma. Department of VA also inked a $2 million contract with Abbott Molecular beginning on September 22nd. Contract will provide testing services for viruses, including COVID-19. VA also started a $1.3 million contract with BioFire Diagnostics, LLC, on August 18th, already started, for its COVID-19 testing reagents and equipment. Yep. And a $3.3 million VA contract with Oddball Inc. for an advisory on adequate COVID-19 safety protocols. Now, what do you think they're doing all that for? Well, let's see. A lot of you are thinking outside the box here. Well, let's see. The election cycle has started. So that means we need to have a new pandemic. We need to have a new lockdown. We need to have, see, this is why they're doing it. They want to test everybody going house to house or whatever the case may be. I don't know what they're going to do. First off, they're going to try to suck in the dummies who got the jab before. Well, you need to go to the nearest testing center and get tested. Yeah, once you get the chip put in your brain while you're there, idiot, go get that swab because these things don't work and the Chinese are going to be storing up your DNA anyway with it. So you just shove that little swab right up in your crib reform plate and put all that crap in your crib reform that gets into your brain. Oh, yeah, certainly it will break the blood-brain barrier. Getting jammed up in your crib reform plate, that's in the back of your nasopharynx for those of you who don't understand where that is. This is where that swab goes. I'll tell you where you can put that swab, buddy. The whistleblower who disclosed myocarditis spike in the military after the COVID-19 vaccine rollout has gone public. He's disclosing data from a Pentagon medical database showing a spike in the rate of myocarditis in the military. They deliberately did this, folks. They deliberately poisoned our military so they'd start dropping dead. Hi, we're in the Army now. We're not behind the plow. Get out of the ditch, you son of a gun. We're in the Army now. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Beetle Bailey. I'll guarantee you that's one thing Beetle Bailey didn't get was the jab. Yeah, you remember that, Beetle Bailey? Of course you do. The mRNA COVID vaccines, I make a joke out of this because how can you be so stupid as to fall for this if you have kids of military age, folks, or grandkids of military age? Please discourage them from going into the military and encourage them to go to trade school. If they're going to go in and do grunt work, trade school is better. One, you don't have to get the jab. You don't have to wear a mask and you're going to learn something in 6 months you can go out and make money with. And yeah, what are you going to spend? 8 weeks in basic training, learning how to be a grunt? In the meantime, and I'm not disparaging the Marines here, I'm talking about any branch of the service. If they're requiring the jab, then your loved one is going to risk death. Why would you want to wish that on your loved one, on your son or daughter? Why would you want to do that? Why are they doing this? You ask the whistleblower, he might answer you with, well, it's because they don't want a military because they want to make America easy to take over. Because if we don't have a military, if we send everybody to a foreign country to protect other people's borders instead of our own, and they all start dropping dead of myocarditis, well, then we don't have a military to protect our country, and China can just come in with their 20 million militarized army and take over America. See how easy that would be? And not only that, but mRNA COVID vaccines, and we're talking about modified, not messenger, may be triggering turbo cancers in young people, people younger than 50. All of this puzzling rise in cancer, the experts are all going, can't be. Late onset cancers. Imagine that. Sugary drinks, lifestyle, sleep disruptions, and others say that the COVID-19 jabs have caused an emergence of turbo cancers. So you get the jab and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'm not healthy. Something's wrong. I'm pooping blood. I'm peeing blood. That's hematuria, okay, for those of you that enjoy the medical terminology for that. Maybe Krieger's talking about poop again. No, that Gutfeld does that. He has poop jokes. I'm talking about serious stuff here with people that have gotten the jab and all of a sudden they start bleeding. Now, then they go get tested. They get blood work done first. And then all of a sudden, well, we need to do an MRI. We need to do a PET scan. We need to do a CAT scan. We need to do all sorts of scans. We need to bombard you. Oh, you've got stage 4 cancer. How'd that happen? Well, whatever you had in your system when you were immunocompromised just got exacerbated by the jab. I know people that it's happening to right now, and they're in denial. They're in denial that the jab caused their turbo cancer. Much of it has metastasized. I think you know what that term means. The state of California filed a lawsuit against the Chino Valley Unified School District over a policy that requires schools to notify parents if students want to change their gender. Imagine that. We're talking about Rob Bonta, the AG of California, is suing Chino Valley because their school board voted 4-1 that parents should be notified if their kid goes to school and says, I don't like my sex. And the teacher goes, what do you mean? Are you having sex at your age? No, you don't understand. I want to be a boy. I'm a girl now. I want to be a boy. Or I'm a boy now. I want to be a girl. And so when that happens, the policy at Chino Valley is, we're going to call your parents. Oh, yeah, you heard that before. You've been a bad boy. We're going to call mom and dad. We're going to get them down here. Well, see, the state doesn't like that because the state wants to be a sanctuary for all things transgender. Oh, these people are so twisted. And it's the government. It's not most people. I think the people, the parents in Chino Valley, enjoy having parents' rights, don't you? Now you know why people are leaving the state or homeschooling their kids. You may have to leave the state to do that. Don't you love your kids enough to get them out of that state? I mean, don't you understand that Gavin Newsom could literally go in there with that slick back hair of his and make a couple of devil horns out of that greased up mop he has on his head? Don't you understand who he's really working for and you still want to hang out there? Well, whatever. You get what you get. How people 3,000 years ago created ancient air conditioning in the desert that ran silent and didn't need power? Huh. Imagine that. We have a story on, in case you missed it, about the towering locals of Yad's Cool during the summer. Like square-shouldered sentinels, they break the dust-blown horizon jutting vertically across the skyline. These were the air conditioners of ancient times. These tall ceramic towers with ports mounted up high have kept and still keep people brisk by capturing wind to condition indoor air. Termed badgers, B-A-D-G-I-R-S. These are literally wind catchers, in Farsi, of course. They were used like in places like Yad's, Iran, one of the world's hottest, driest cities. Part of the city infrastructure, these towers help cool the insides of homes and buildings, keeping perishables frigid, pumping cold air into underground ice houses. Imagine that. Here we got to have our air conditioner. Got to have our freezer. And for those of you watching The Bachelorette, the reality star's family released a statement confirming Bachelorette contestant Josh Sider dead at age 36 after sharing a battle with depression and anxiety. Now, he previously opened up about his mental health struggles. His family released a heartbreaking statement that confirmed his death this past week. But of course, what caused the depression? Was he on depression and anxiety meds? See, Big Pharma might play a role in this. Huh. Did he get the jab? Did that beef up his condition? Don't know. Remember, if you're immunocompromised, doesn't mean you're not depressed and have panic attacks. And here's another funny, for those of you who have access to the internet, Kathy Griffin, the comedian who had a hand, you know, picture of Trump's head, you know, she's holding Trump's head with blood all over it. Yeah. Yeah. She went and got her lips tattooed. And of course, she had to share her swollen before picture. She got home. Her husband goes, "Ah, what have you done?" Yeah. I got my lips tattooed. They call it blushing. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Now, what do they say about tattoos and, liver damage? Think about that. My goodness. Phone lines are still open for three more minutes. If you want to sneak in a phone call, 844-769-2944. We're going to be hopefully engaging with Frank Davis at the bottom of the hour. I have gone through all my news today, folks. So it looks like there is no after hour today. So we can talk about what you want to talk about. By the way, there's been a water main break near Times Square. So that's kind of messed up downtown New York City. They've closed all the streets down there. Amazing how that works. I do want to mention about this, the folks in Florida. I mentioned this earlier in the show about the folks in Florida, and all of a sudden it popped in my head, Krieger, you weren't very clear about this. We're talking about prepping, about what people in Florida do, because Florida is commonly known for hurricanes. I know the weather's warm there, but the thing is the waters in the Atlantic have been like 80 to 90 degrees, depending on where you are, and the Gulf of Mexico is not much better. So when you get these, this is what happened with Hurricane Charley, and those in Port Charlotte, Florida know this, back in 2004 in August. Hurricane Charley got sucked right in off the Gulf into Charlotte Harbor and ripped into Punta Gorda and various other places, and I mean trashed it. It looked like an F5 tornado went through there. I mean, totally taking hotels, ripping them out of their foundations, and it was pretty bad. So here's the thing. Prepping applies to everybody, not just if you're in an emergency situation, okay? To clarify, you should all be doing it now based on the uncertainty going on in government. Dave in New York, go ahead. We got a minute. What's up?
Yeah. All the inventors out there, I know there's a lot of them listening. We need something to filter the LED lights because of their flicker rate. There's got to be a way to counteract that so that they can't hypnotize you or do whatever else they're doing to you and communicate with the other appliances and stuff in your house.
Okay, Dave, I got an idea. Have you? Good. We need that. StetzerElectric.com. That's one of our partners. And if you buy through Stetzer Electric, you get the Stetzerizer and you plug it in. STETZER. StetzerElectric.com. And we've had Dave Stetzer on before. It's one of the things I got to get done here, because that is going to help filter out and keep your electricity and all those EMFs away from you. We'll be back with Frank Davis after these words. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here, the Power Mall is now open. We have 10% off OptiVita products this week. And 877-817-9829 for those of you who want to call up and talk to Jay. She's standing by. And, of course, all the stuff that we're going to be talking about here with Frank Davis concerns OptiVita. I just, you know, this first time I saw the backsplash on my news page, I'm like, hi-ho, silver, away! You know, remember the Lone Ranger, Frank?
Yes, I do.
Yep, well, we're talking about nano-silver here, folks. This is an immunity secret that a lot of people don't want you to know about. Everybody goes, oh, I've got one of those machines. I can make my own. Frank, I think we need to tell people and wake people up. This is not like ionic silver. Tell me about nano silver here, because that's one of the products we've got at the Power Mall.
Well, you know, as you alluded to, silver actually comes in a lot of different forms, and it's been used for centuries as an antimicrobial, antibacterial. The pioneers, you know, used to put the silver dollars in their water as they crossed the plains, born with a silver spoon in your mouth, have referred to those that had the ability to have silver and, you know, use that for helping with their family, their kids, you know, stay healthy. But in the modern age, there's the forms that you see are called colloidal silver or ionic silver. Colloidal is more of a broad definition of anything that is in suspension, whereas the ionic is the actual form that most people see or use. The difference in that is the silver obviously has those antimicrobial, antibacterial properties, but when you put it in this ionic form, you have to use massive amounts of it in order to get the antimicrobial benefit. And what happens is it's kind of like a rifle shot. It's a one and done, the way the chemical structure is of the ionic silver. It's just a one shot. Whereas the nano silver is like a Gatling gun. It's a repeating action, and it continues to kill the bad bacteria, the viruses, etc., for a period of time. But you only use a fraction of what you would do in a ionic. Ionic is not bound to the water molecule. It comes out of solution. That's where people end up taking as much as they do, can end up with a condition called argyria, which is where your skin turns blue. With nanosilver, it is absolutely impossible. There are over 500 clinical studies showing the effect of nanosilver, one in a university showing at 5 parts per million, it was effective in killing 149 pathogens, including MRSA, including staph, strep. And it's extremely safe in that it never comes out of solution. It goes in and out of your body within 12 hours and does the job of a natural antiviral, antimicrobial. And to validate that, 2 years ago, the National Institute of Health actually came out with a study that was entitled Nanosilver Proven Potent Antiviral Against SARS-CoV-2. And in that study, it was published on PubMed, they actually identified the particle size and the concentration that was effective. And it was 10 parts per million and 10 nanograms per milliliter, the exact formulation that OptiVita has.
That's amazing. Now, the other thing, too, is that you also, OptiVita makes the silver gel, which is 24 parts per million in a 4-ounce tube. Now, I know with MRSA and certain other diseases that there's outcroppings on the skin. You can use a silver gel on wounds, can you not? And stuff like that on breakouts.
You know, absolutely. And it is, if anybody has not tried silver gel for any type of skin condition, I don't care whether it's a sunburn, whether it's an eczema, whether it's rosacea, whether it's poison ivy, whether it's a wound, a scratch, a burn, that the gel is absolutely amazing in its healing and keeping the body free from what normally happens when you have a wound. You get bacteria in there, and that's what exasperates the healing process. Whereas putting the gel on that, it speeds up, and it actually will prevent scarring and have a smooth healed wound. And actually the gel is approved by the FDA as a wound healing ointment.
Amazing. See, that's one of the reasons why we're having this conversation, folks, because we're offering 10% off all these products on the Power Mall today. And you can go online to thepowermall.com and get them there, or you can have a friendly conversation with Jay on the phone at 877-817-9829. Now, the other big thing that everybody seems to be, and we're getting a lot of testimonials in on, is sugar to fiber. Now, this stuff, I'm telling you, people, the testimonials, I mean, it's just like the hits just keep on coming. Frank, how's your testimonial base expanding on this?
I mean, it's every day. Every day we get feedback on it. And, you know, it's really a revolutionary product. To think that you can take digestive enzymes, plant-based enzymes, before you eat a meal, and that it has the ability with this patent-pending enzyme to convert 50 to 90% of the sugar you consume, whether it be starches, whether it be table sugar, as long as it is a what's called a disaccharide versus a monosaccharide, which is mainly what we consume in a sugar form, that it can convert 50 to 90% of that to fiber in the gut. So it is, and it's what that means to the body is you are minimizing the spikes that your body normally goes through when it consumes sugar, and we consume approximately five times what our body can handle, and therefore the body has to do something with it. So it releases insulin, which then tries to store the excess sugar in either the muscle or the liver, but it can only store a very small amount. And then what happens is that spike wreaks the havoc on our health. They're tying these continuous spikes and drops, sugar spikes, to virtually the underlying cause for almost all health conditions we're dealing with. It's the new awareness, let's put it that way, of what is causing, you know, whether it be our heart issues, our, you know, we obviously know it causes, you know, it's a contributor, major contributor to diabetes, but it's contributing to virtually every health condition, negative health condition that we're dealing with, is the out of control glucose spikes. And so sugar to fiber is a miracle, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of what it's able to do to minimize. We did a study, and I think I shared this. We did a 10-person study for 10 days. 5 days, each of the individuals just ate their normal diet. But we gave each of them a continuous glucose monitor. So they were able to monitor their glucose levels, their blood sugar levels, and they recorded them. We also, by providing that, we had internally we were able to monitor each one of them. So we didn't have to rely on just what they told us. So anyway, at the end of the study, 5 days they ate their diet without sugar to fiber. 5 days they took sugar to fiber before every meal. So across the board, what was interesting, the most dramatic result was the spike. In other words, the level that the sugar went up in the body, the glucose spike, was reduced by 62.2% across all 10 subjects. I mean, that's huge. If you can reduce the spikes, your sugar spikes that when you're eating your meals by 62% across the board, you will see dramatic differences in terms of how your body is responding. And in terms of, your overall health, you will feel different. You will not get this sluggishness. You will not have you know, 90 minutes after you eat, you won't have hunger pangs again. You won't be tired after you eat. Those are kind of the physiological things that we feel when we are getting these spikes and dips. When you level that out, you will feel different, and you will notice a difference in terms of, you know, we get reports of lowering A1C counts, of, you know, actually people going off of diabetic medication like metformin because their blood sugar levels, fasting blood sugar levels have come down that much over a period of time.
That is amazing. So yeah. We've got Eric in Nebraska holding. Eric, you have a question for Frank Davis.
Yeah, I had two. One on the oxysulfur. I read on the label it says, if you're healthy, take a teaspoon of this or that. So I don't know. I mean, you got to be healthy to take it. And also, the one condition I didn't hear you say for the silver gel was athlete's foot. I know a cancer survivor that seems to always have athlete's foot.
Well, first of all, the silver, it's totally safe. I would give it to a baby. I have no problem with that. It is, but to maintain, give your body kind of what I call the whole armor, so you're protecting yourself from pathogens that you're exposed to, whether it be toxins in the environment, whether it be in the food, whether it be whatever your body is exposed to, whether it be viruses or bacteria, if you take approximately 3 teaspoons, a couple of times a day, that alone will give your body the protection it needs. Sometimes if I feel compromised, I'll take a little more now. What's that?
Are you talking about the oxysulfur? Sulfur?
I'm talking about our Optavita Nano Silver. Yes, the liquid form.
Right, Optavita, Eric, does
oh,
not...
Oh, maybe I got the wrong person.
Yeah, no,
Okay.
Yeah, if you call Jay at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 on her toll-free number, she can give you the instructions for the oxysulfur.
Okay, now, silver gel will work for the athlete's foot.
That's
absolutely.
That's what Frank said.
Any skin condition, you will notice when you put it on. You know, it will help remediate any of the itching or the pain, or you know, almost any skin condition you can think of. The silver will significantly help.
Thank you.
The gel.
We appreciate that, Eric. Just give Jay a call on the oxysulfur because that's not an Optavita product. But we got 10% off the Optavita products this week. So if you're experiencing the same kind of thing that Eric is talking about here, MRSA conditions without breaks. Now, that's an interesting piece on eczema. Silver gel on the eczema, because so many people go to the dermatologist and they get prescribed this, I can't even pronounce the name of the stuff. Starts with a T, trichloro something. And it's like you rub it on. It's greasy. The silver gel really isn't greasy like that, is it?
No. No, and I will go as far as saying this, that I will give a money-back guarantee if somebody has a skin condition like eczema or rosacea or something doesn't work, and provide the relief and clear it up, you can return it for 100% money back.
So you want it before you,
that they will get the...
Yeah, you want a before and after picture, too. And, return the product, showing you use the product. I mean, it's only fair. You got to give it a chance. So I think that, you know, what they need to do is at least use half the tube and see if they see any results. And if they do, just keep using it. So it's that simple. Carolyn in Washington, you're on the phone with Frank Davis. Go ahead.
Hi, I got a follow up on your guarantee there. Does that include toe fungus? Toenail.
Does that include what?
Toe fungus.
Toenail fungus.
or toenail fungus. I would think so. I personally don't have that much experience, but it is antifungal, it is anti-mold, it is antiviral, it is antibacterial. So I would say if you keep it, if you have toe fungus and you keep the gel continually applied to that toe, whether you're putting a Band-Aid over it or something to keep it continually on there, I would, again, guarantee you you're going to get desired results or money back.
Okay. The reason I called in was about sugar to fiber.
What's that?
I had I originally dialed your number to ask you about the sugar to fiber. I have heard you or someone say, I don't know where it were, that you have to take it 2 to 3 hours before you indulge, and you just said that you take it before meals, so that's 3 times a day at least. And how far before meals?
We have found that ideally an hour to an hour and a half before, it's in your system, so it prevents when you are eating starches, you know, pasta, breads, rice, sugar, that it will minimize that spike even more if it's in your system when you eat. Ideally, you take it an hour to an hour and a half before you eat a meal.
And if you expect to be indulging in some heavy sweet, like you're going somewhere and they're going to serve it, do you take 2 or more or how many according to how much you think you're going to be eating?
Exactly. If I'm eating a carb heavy meal, I will take 2 to 3 of those, you know, especially when I'm eating desserts and I'm eating a lot of, like I say, carbohydrates like pasta or something like that. I would take 2 to 3 before. If it's more of a light meal, salads, etc., you know, maybe 1. But that's how I judge it, and I've got a lot of good feedback of people that do exactly that. Will tend to take a few, 2 to 3, if you know you're going to eat a very carb heavy meal.
Okay, and your silver, you have a spray. I think you have a spray also. You can spray up your nose. Do you recommend a neti pot at all, ever, with silver in it?
I do, especially if you were back when we had the first run on COVID. I would highly recommend using a neti pot and putting the silver in and getting the silver into your lungs. I think that makes a big difference if you are in any way, shape, or form compromised and are fighting off something like COVID.
And we hope
you recommend the neti pot over the spray?
I would recommend a neti pot, you know, any type of way to get that. What do you call it? It's not a neti pot.
We use a nebulizer as part of that.
A nebulizer, that's what I talk about.
That's a word you were looking for.
I have been around to the pharmacies asking to buy a nebulizer. They will not sell it without you having a prescription.
Oh, Carolyn, go to Amazon.com. That's where I bought mine, and you can get one from them. I paid $39 at Amazon. I've got it, and, I mean, Joe Mercola put out a great thing to use with food-grade vitamin C, or food-grade, rather, hydrogen peroxide, and I do that every time I feel like I'm getting congested. But the added addition of the silver, that's huge. Dan in New Jersey, you're on the phone. We've only got a minute left in the show. You bet. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, my primary care doctor wants to know if you have run or are running any FDA-supervised double-blind formal clinical trials on sugar to fiber.
We are continuing to do studies. It's not FDA. They don't oversee any studies. They don't validate anything. They don't endorse anything. But we are continuing to run studies. We do double-blind studies. We're using some laboratories and professionals in that process that as we continue it, we will share the findings. But
well, we're out of time, Frank. I wish we had more time to talk about Dan. There's your answer. We're out of time for today's show. We will be back tomorrow, by the way, with more news and information for you here on the Power Hour. And of course, Deborah Tavares will be here tomorrow talking about the Maui fires and directed energy weapons. I know you're going to want to tune in for that. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. What's left of it. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.